Hi, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Hi. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jimmy, real quick, is it Landis?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Landis.
Thank you.
I guess, Jimmy, just to start, how surprised were you that you were picked in the sixth round?
I was very surprised. I mean, I was expecting a free agency just because I know how rare long snappers, you know, rarely get drafted. And so I wasn't expecting anything in the draft. Man, this is a great surprise. Just what an honor to be drafted as a long snapper, and just so excited that the Detroit Lions and just ready for the journey that's ahead of me.
I know you met with Marciano. What did he tell you about Don Muehlbach being here, the opportunity that may be here?
He just said that we want you to come in and just compete, you know. Don, he's talked great things about Don Muehlbach, and he's an old East Texas guy like me. He's from Luskin, I'm from Tyler, and our high schools actually played each other when he played, and so just heard he's a great guy. He's done great things for Detroit, and I'm getting ready to meet him and just compete. You know, that's what I was expecting to do. But whatever team I went to, I was expecting to compete, and so that's what I'm ready to come in and work hard.
You gave up football for a short while to concentrate on baseball. How strongly did you consider a catching career at that time?
So I can ask that again? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. You gave up football for a short while to concentrate on baseball there at Baylor. How serious were you about pursuing baseball?
I was pretty sure that was baseball is my first love. That's the reason I went to Baylor was for baseball. They offered me a preferred walk-on spot, and I called the football team so I could long snap. And so they said, "Yeah, well, you can come do both here." And you know, I redshirted in baseball my freshman year, played football my freshman year, and just did short snaps. And so, you know, got in the football system, got to play, got to feel like what it meant to play, and so. Football redshirts me sophomore year, and I focus on baseball. And I was like, all right, now it's time to play. This is my chance to play. No more redshirt. I'm ready to get going. And so it was just long days of baseball, and I was kind of talking to my coach and with my family and thinking, you know, I don't know if I want to spend the minor leagues, you know, all the 8 years or whatever in the minor leagues when I'm good at snapping. And I just want to take a shot at snapping. And that's when I just – kind of lost my love for the baseball game and decided to focus on something that I thought I could really advance in, really maybe possibly make the pros in long snapping.
How did you first get into long snapping whenever it was?
It was my sophomore year of high school. I played thinner throughout middle school. My older brother is John Landis. He's 3 years older than me. But he was a center through middle school and high school, and so I came to the same middle school and said, "You're Landis. You're going to play center." So I started snapping a ball one-handed to the quarterback, and then I was actually snapping punts one-handed in middle school. And so I got to high school, watched the older guy, saw him put two hands on the ball, snapping punts, extra point field goals, and I just put my left hand on the ball, looked at my legs, and threw it back there, and it was a tight spiral, and that was hard. And so the coaches noticed that and said, "Hey, you can play center and also long snap for us." So that's where my long snapping career began.
So how closely have you looked at the long snappers in the NFL?
Very closely. I notice how, you know, they're all perfect. Everybody's perfect. You have to be perfect to be in the NFL. A bad snap could put the other team in a good position to score. It could make you, you know, it's a field goal. I just noticed they're all perfect. So, and it's a snap and block. And so in college at Baylor, we didn't do the snap to block. It was a snap and a release. And so the second I leg of the ball is running upfield to make the tackle. So I've been, since the season has ended, I've been transitioning to the snap to the block. So that's what I've been perfecting. And that's what I've noticed in the NFL is just how perfect those guys are.
So, in your studies, did you watch Don Muehlbach at all?
I didn't, actually. Okay. I watched Justin Snow and John Weeks. Justin Snow snapped for the Colts for 12 years. went to Baylor, and then John Weeks is a snapper for the Texans. He also went to Baylor, and so those are the two guys I've been communicating with. They're kind of been teaching me the pro system, as well as my snapping coach and Shane Hackney, and they just taught me everything. There's just different defensive schemes, different block schemes coming at you, and so those are the kind of guys that I look at and say I need to be like them because they've lasted so long in the NFL.
What do you are, I think, widely considered the best long snapper in the draft. I know you went to the combine and everything. Can you just explain how much contact you had with what teams?
Yeah, I had just a wide variety. I had a contact with a lot of teams, Cardinals, Denver, Detroit, a lot of teams, and it was an honor to be the only one at the combine. I got to meet every single special teams coach in the NFL, and that was a great pleasure to meet all of them, because at the Senior Bowl, not all coaches were there, and so at the combine they're all there, and I was able to shake hands and look them in the face and tell them who I was, and y'all got one snap at the combine. So that was a big honor to be invited to that and to get to meet all the special teams coaches.
What trick snap are you most proud of?
Trick snap? Oh, you know, it's the McLean. The one off the top of the McLean Stadium into the trash can on the field.
Into the trash can? How far away was that?
From the top of the third deck to the base of the field goal post. I didn't know.
You might be able to afford. Sorry, you might be able to afford renting a helicopter now and trying something crazy.
Yeah, I know. I know, that was the only one I attempted. I was thinking about, I still have to go to the Farrell Center in Waco, that's our basketball center, and snapping it into the goal, but just never had time to do it. Yeah, man, you never know, I could come out with a little dude perfect stuff.
Start researching Detroit buildings now.
What, how many takes did it take for you to get the one in the garbage can?
So I actually made it before the one in the video. We put the trash can there, and it was like my 15th try. The ball went in, it bounced out. And so we were like, oh, well, let's put the pylons in there. So my friends down on the field put the pylons in there, and then I did it about 20 more times. So I'd say, 35-ish rounds. I was aiming at... I had to aim at the left foul pole. Excuse me, foul pole. The left field goal post. Yeah, foul pole. Yeah, you know that baseball right there. But I'd aim at the left field goal post, and you could see the ball just curve to the right, and it dives straight down at the last second. So I had to try to aim it.
Hey, real quick. since you didn't get drafted, what were you doing this afternoon?
I was just hanging at home in Tyler. I missed my flight to Chicago on Thursday, so I had to stay home in Tyler. But, just hanging out with family, and I had some friends from Waco come in town just to be with me during this time.
Wait, were you invited to the draft in Chicago?
No. I'm just playing. I wish.
just being clear.
Yeah.